On the border of California and Nevada, you will find a place that has daunted countless travelers, whether they attempted to cross by wagon train or automobiles. Today's American Countryside is brought to you by Shoup Ag Parts. Quality parts, fair prices, online at agparts1977.com. And Cargill, who thanks you for 150 years of service to farmers and the ag community. Visit cargillag.com.
Your farm is your livelihood. How do you measure its value? Shoup Manufacturing knows that real value is measured by peace of mind. When you pay a fair price for a quality product and you have the confidence that it will endure, now that's value. Call 1-844-8-FARMER to speak with someone at Shoup who understands the machinery you rely on. Or visit agparts1977.com. That's S-H-O-U-P. Shoup, keeping farms running since 1977.
It's another American Countryside adventure. We're heading to Brazil January 29th through February 7th. This is an amazing trip with the perfect blend of agriculture and Brazilian sights. We'll tour farms in Mato Grosso, go to a JBS feedlot, and visit with ag leaders. We'll also see Rio with two nights at a beachfront hotel, take in the Brazilian Everglades, and be wowed by the Falls de Iguaçu. It's quite a trip at a great price. Call 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. On average, it's the hottest place in North America.
At minus 282 feet, it's the lowest point in the Western Hemisphere, which makes it one of the most unique landscapes in North America.
That unique landscape is Death Valley National Park, and Terry Baldino is a ranger there. Death Valley is the lowest land point in North or South America, but Death Valley also has its highs, so to speak, and some more surprises for first-time visitors.
A lot of folks come here and are kind of surprised that there's even mountains here at all. The mountains in this area climb as high as 11,000 feet.
Although those mountain peaks have a touch of snow, this barren plain averages about 1.9 inches of rain a year, combined with temperatures that would seemingly make water boil.
Here in Death Valley, our record was set in 1913 at 134. But if you take the average temperatures over a year's time, we are the hottest place in the world.
When that record temperature of 134 degrees was set here in 1913, those who saw it didn't forget it.
The gentleman who actually recorded that record temperature claimed that it was just so hot these birds just fell right out of the sky. And believe it or not, even some of my staff have seen birds who have mistakenly come into the Death Valley region literally because of the heat pass out onto the ground and, of course, not make it.
With a little rain and plenty of heat, you might expect that is how Death Valley earned its name. But it probably received that title for the first time in the middle of the winter. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Death Valley, California. I'm Andrew McCray.